This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
In Matthew 12, Matthew shows us the tension between the local religious leaders and Jesus. The religious leaders accuse Jesus of violating the Sabbath, which commanded rest. Jesus points out that priests in the temple work on the Sabbath, and something greater than the Sabbath and the temple is now here. To emphasize this, Jesus goes to Sabbath services at a synagogue and heals a man's withered hand, which was considered an act of work. The Pharisees claim that Jesus's power to heal comes from demons. But Jesus isn't using Satan's power, he's working by the Spirit of God. Proof of the Holy Spirit's work was obvious in the result of his actions, healing and casting out demons. Good fruit points to a good tree. Jesus says he is the good tree. The fruit of God's Spirit proves that Jesus is God in the flesh. But the Pharisees were bad trees, unable to produce or see good fruit. The religious leaders demand that Jesus prove he is the Messiah, but Jesus promises only what's called the sign of Jonah. Jesus predicts his resurrection by referencing the prophet Jonah's 3 days in the belly of a fish. The resurrection will be the final proof of Jesus's identity. But they do not believe. They believe themselves to be wise, like King Solomon, but Jesus tells them that something greater than Solomon is now here. The accusation of the Pharisees was not true of Jesus, but it is true of us. All sinners are under the power of Satan. But when we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit makes us good trees, able to produce the good fruit of faith. The law of Moses could never turn a bad tree into a good tree. The command to rest on the Sabbath could not create rest in our restless hearts. We needed something greater than the law. Jesus claims to be what we truly need. He is greater than the Sabbath because his rest is perpetual and it's earned for us and it's free to receive. He is greater than the temple because he is God present, not in a building, but in a body. Jesus is greater than Jonah because he did not come from the belly of a fish to be God's messenger to one city. He is God himself who came from the belly of a grave to reach all nations. And Jesus is greater than the wise King Solomon who built the temple. Jesus is the King of Kings and the wisdom of God, embodying God in the flesh. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who revealed himself through the law, the temple, and people like Jonah. And may you see Jesus as the one who is greater than them all, because he is God's final and perfect revelation.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.